With Montana News, I'm Erica Zurich. Trail closures have been expanded near the 2,500-acre Balsinger fire burning about 7 miles west of Neihardt in the Little Belt Mountains. All National Forest Service lands immediately south of Logging Creek Campground are closed. Yesterday evening, Cascade County Disaster and Emergency Services called for the evacuation of the Belt Park west of Highway 89 due to the fire. Multiple lightning-caused wildfires have scorched over 1,000 acres across the Superior and Plains Thompson Falls Ranger districts. A Type 1 incident management team is now overseeing the West Lolo Complex, which includes 7 fires burning near St. Regis, Thompson Falls, Superior, and Plains. Several fires burning due south of the West Lolo Complex will now be managed as one incident on the Missoula Ranger District. The Granite Pass Complex is made up of 3 fires burning on Lolo Pass. The Missoula County Sheriff's Office has issued an evacuation warning from the Idaho border to Lolo Hot Springs. Residents are warned to be ready to immediately leave the area if an evacuation order is issued. Lolo Pass at the Montana-Idaho border has reopened to traffic after a brief closure this weekend. Drivers are asked to watch for changing fire conditions on Highway 12 and asked to not stop to take photos. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality issued an air quality alert today for parts of southwestern Montana. Particulate levels throughout the day reached unhealthy levels in Missoula, Frenchtown, and Hamilton. When air quality is unhealthy, health officials recommend all people avoid prolonged outdoor exertion. The air quality alert for Beaverhead, Deer Lodge, Granite, Mineral, Missoula, Ravalli, Sanders, and Silver Bow counties is in effect until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. The Bitterroot National Forest today announced it's raising the fire danger from very high to extreme, the highest fire danger level possible. Under extreme conditions, fires start quickly, spread furiously, and burn intensely. According to the Forest Service, the Bitterroot National Forest has not reached extreme fire danger levels since August of 2018. More fire information is available at mtpr.org. This is MTPR.